But it's time for this month's Safety Tip Tuesday conversation here on 97.9 The Hill. On Tuesdays, we hear important safety tips from local first responders or representatives from family safety organizations throughout our community. And it's all been possible by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, as well as with support from Pam Herndon State Farm. Today for Safety Tip Tuesday, we are joined in the studio by Sarah Martin from Insight Human Services and George Gregor Holt with Chatham Drug Free. Going to be talking about a very important topic, safe medication storage and disposal. Before we hop into that, though, I want to welcome both Sarah and George here with us. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Thanks so much for having us. It's very exciting to be able to tell folks about safe storage of medication and safe disposal for something very important to us.
Absolutely, George. And Sarah, welcome as well.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here and get some of this information out.
Absolutely. That is why we are doing our Safety Tip Tuesday. And let's start with you, George, because as you mentioned, this is a very important topic. Many people might not think about it as important, but it is something concerning going on with youth right now is the use of prescription medications sometimes when it is not the right time to do so. So can you share a little bit of perspective into why this is popular and what some of the issues we are seeing around the country?
Sure. Well, and thanks for the question. The problem that we've seen in maybe the last 4 or 5 years is that young people have been using prescription medications in larger and larger numbers. We think that is for a variety of reasons. One is easy accessibility, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about in a little bit. But the second, I think, that is more important and some people don't realize is that prescription medications are ubiquitous. They're on TV, they're in our medicine cabinets, they're on our kitchen tables, and young people see them as not harmful. And when a young person sees something as not harmful, then the chances of them engaging in that activity increase. So what we need to do is get the message out to young people that prescription medications are for specific illnesses or conditions and for specific persons so that they realize that unintentional or unauthorized use of those medications can be harmful.
Absolutely. And Sarah, turning to you, this is something that we have seen, I feel like, on the rise in the last little bit, but it's certainly not a new problem, which is why it's important to continue to try and keep it on the front of mind for people. You know, what are some of the messages that your organization, Insight Human Services, tries to share with people when it comes to abuse of prescription medications?
We've absolutely seen a rise of abuse, especially since COVID has happened. So some of the most important messages we can get out there for adults is to keep your medications stored in a safe place in a locked location where, you know, young people can't get a hold of it. Because that is, as, you know, George was saying, that is one of the primary ways that they're able to get access to it is a lot of people leave their medications on their nightstand or in unlocked cabinets, and, you know, everyone knows where it is. So we try to have people keep them in locked cabinets. We give out medication lock boxes so that they won't be able to access it. And we also talk about the importance of disposing of your medication properly. A lot of people have meds that they're no longer using, that they don't need anymore, just sitting in their cabinets. And if you can take them to any of the take-back locations, or you can dispose them right in your own home safely. We also give away chemical disposal packets. So there's a number of options that you can have.
Absolutely. And George, turning back to you, any other safe ways for people to address this or safe places for them to get stored? Because as you mentioned, you know, they're more common just kind of in everyday life. They've got bright colors sometimes. They can kind of look inviting to kids who might not know what they're used for or who might be intentionally trying to abuse them. What are some other ways that people can try and keep them safe?
Right, Brighton, you said something that we neglected to mention that's really important. We, Sarah and I, think mostly about youth, meaning teenagers and young adults. But there's also a problem with young children getting a hold of these medications because, as you said, they're brightly colored. Sometimes they're in not child-proof containers, and child-resistant doesn't necessarily mean that they can't get into them. So there's two groups of young folks that we're really worried about. One is the small children who unintentionally can get to these medications and then obviously get sick and get hurt. And then the other one is the teenagers and young adults. We really encourage people to lock their medications. As Sarah said, there are several different kinds of lock boxes available. Lowe's Home Improvement has, and I'm sure other home improvement stores have, cabinet locks that you can install on your cabinets, keyed locks so that you can lock your medications, along with other things, alcohol, other substances, or things that young people shouldn't be able to have access to. So we really encourage people to mind where they're putting their medications. If you need to have your medications out, only have a week out at a time so that you'll know right away if some medications are missing. What Sarah said earlier about disposal is real important too. A lot of times we have medications, we get opioids for a toothache or get a tooth pulled or some other kind of procedure, and we use a few of them, and you get a whole slew of them, and you don't know what to do with them, so you put them back in the cabinet somewhere, and if you don't have them locked up and a young person gets to them, they can take many of them before you even know it. So if you keep those locked, and then if you need to keep medications out, just keep a week out, then you're more likely to know if one is missing.
We're speaking with George Gregor Holt, who you're hearing there from Chatham Drug Free, but we're also speaking with Sarah Martin, a prevention programming specialist for Insight Human Services, on this Safety Tip Tuesday, talking about making sure medication is safely stored and put away and disposed correctly too. Turning back to you, Sarah, with Insight Human Services, I imagine you guys probably get stories and hear about instances where this has been a problem. What goes through your mind when you hear things like that, when this seems to be an issue that can be solved relatively easily, but people might just not think about?
It is really heartbreaking. And just in the past month and a half, we've had two instances of young people in Chatham County and Siler City who died from overdosing on these pain medications. So it's it's just so vital that we do get these messages out and that people understand, how harmful these pills really are if they are being used incorrectly, and that it's not just something fun to do or a good way to cope. We need to give them options. We need to first take away the access and then really work with the youth to build their resiliency and give them options. And that's a lot of what we are trying to do.
Now, there is a law in place called the Good Samaritan 911 law that is in place to try and help with this. Can either of you help explain to our listeners kind of what that is and where that fits into the response to this issue?
Sure. The Good Samaritan 911 law was passed maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that protects the caller. If you are somewhere and someone is overdosing and needs emergency assistance, it protects the victim and also the caller from being arrested or getting into any kind of legal trouble because, so many people won't make those calls for that fear. So we need to also get the word out that they are already protected under the law. And if you do see someone or know of someone who needs that medical assistance, it's important to go ahead and call 911.
Turning back to you, George, we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation here, but, people listening to this who might not have thought about this issue or might know somebody who has been affected by this issue, whether it's prescription medication abuse or a horrible accident, anything along those lines, what do you want to make sure that people are taking away from this conversation, and where can people go to get more information about Chatham Drug Free?
Oh, sure. The first thing I would like people to take away from this is that these medications that we use almost without thinking can be very dangerous in the wrong hands. And we need to make sure that young people understand that and that they see these medications in the same light as any other of the street drugs that we talk to them about and warn them about. For more information from Chatham Drug Free, they can go to chathamdrugfree.org on the website, or we also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. So they can look at either of those resources for additional help. And I know Sarah's got some information as well on the website.
Yeah, if Insight actually works in over 13 counties in North Carolina. We're based in Winston-Salem. Our website is insightnc.org, and you can reach me through and Chatham Drug Free, Insight. We also work with the Chatham Health Alliance, does a lot of work with getting out resources, medication safety and disposal resources.
In addition, the Chatham County Sheriff's Office has several permanent drop boxes in Chatham County. I know they also have them in Orange County and in Chapel Hill. So if anybody has any medications they've been holding on to, they don't know what to do with them, we really discourage flushing them down the toilet, throwing them in the landfill because they get in groundwater and surface water. Plus they're available if somebody's rooting through your trash. So if you have medications you want to get rid of, all you need to do is dump them all into a Ziploc bag, take them to one of the drop box locations. They can be found on the Chatham Drug Free drop or website for Chatham County. And I believe Orange County has a coalition as well, and they have information on their website. And take them to those drop box locations and dispose of them properly.
Well, once again, George Gregor Holt and Sarah Martin, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on this Safety Tip Tuesday and share these important messages and resources.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for helping us get this message out there.
Oh, absolutely. And we want to make sure to give thanks to Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, as well as Pam Herndon State Farm, who helped present this segment with us each month and each week, helping us provide important safety reminders from local family safety organizations. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday for Safety Tip Tuesdays here on 97.9 The Hill.